This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Jury selection in the trial for the woman accused of killing a rising cycling star in 2023 began today. Officers say Yiva Similioska struck Magnus White with her car as he finished a training ride near his home outside of Boulder, killing the 17-year-old. Similioska is charged with one felony count of vehicular homicide by reckless driving. If convicted, she faces as many as 6 years in prison. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette says Federal Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. is circumventing congressional authority and putting culture wars over science. The Denver Democrat was responding to a Trump administration announcement last week of a major restructuring of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She says it will cut 20,000 full-time jobs, including here in Colorado.
We will lose research money. We'll lose continuity. We will lose jobs of people who are on the cutting edge.
DeGette leads the Democrats on the health subcommittee. They've called for a meeting with Kennedy. She says he's not yet responded to that request. Less than 15% of all ballots in Colorado Springs that went out for this year's municipal election for city council have been returned as of early this morning. There is no in-person voting. The last time the 6 seats were on the ballot, overall turnout was about 27%. All ballots must be returned to a drop box by 7 p.m. tomorrow. High fire danger is forecast for southwestern Colorado, including Colorado Springs, tomorrow. In Vail, a winter weather advisory for heavy snow also begins tomorrow. This is CPR News.